30 years of the wise leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the second and concluding part of our special feature on the 30th anniversary of the election by the Assembly of Experts of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei as the leader of the Islamic Revolution following the departure from the mortal world of the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Two factors are important in the success of a person. First, personality traits, and secondly, environmental factors. Some of the experts consider the first factor, namely the personality, abilities, and privileges, more important and influential. The more important post a person has, the greater the role played either by his talents or weakness that become manifest in his performance. Accordingly, Ayatollah Khamenei has over the past 3 decades proven that he possessed outstanding characteristics which have been tested in crucial events and are evident by his wise decisions and actions. If we want to mention the most important attribute of the leader, we must point to spirituality, worship, and faith in God. In fact, virtue is one of the conditions of velayat-e-faqih, or governance of the supreme jurisprudence as per the Constitution of the Islamic Republic. Thus, members of the Assembly of Experts, in view of the piety and ethical virtues of Ayatollah Khamenei, elected him as the worthy successor of Imam Khomeini. Hujjatul Islam Muhammadi Golpaygani, the head of the leader's office, says, "Vigilance and being awake in the greater part of the night are some of the extraordinary characteristics of the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Most of the night, Ayatollah Khamenei is engrossed in prayer, supplications, and other acts of worship before catching some sleep. He wakes up before the morning azan to perform tahajjud, or the late midnight prayer. As the devotee of the Ahlul Bayt, of the Prophet of Islam, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Ayatollah Khamenei, who is a Sayyid or descendant of the Prophet, is spiritually connected to the Immaculate Lady Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance for end of corruption and oppression on earth and establishment of global government of peace, prosperity, and justice." Undoubtedly, the piety of the leader of the Islamic Revolution inspires the people of Iran in addition to help him carry out his duties with the grace of God. Spirituality means to lead a simple life that is far removed from luxuries. Ayatollah Khamenei, despite the fact that he is the first person in the country, his living standards are lower than most of the people. And he emphasizes the avoidance of luxuries and even the use of certain items which many people use. In particular, he is especially careful not to involve in his personal life any items of Baytul Mal or the public treasury. This simple lifestyle can be seen in the simplicity of the meetings he has with foreign dignitaries and Iranian officials, as well as with people of various strata of the society. Many visiting leaders and presidents of other countries, after meeting with Ayatollah Khamenei, are surprised at his simple life. The virtuous and simple life of Ayatollah Khamenei has increased his popularity among the people. The people's love for a leader of the Islamic Revolution is not one-sided and is reciprocated by Ayatollah Khamenei, as is evident by his speeches and policies. He always defends the rights of the people and reminds the officials to look into the situation of poor and deprived people. No leader in the world has meetings with the common people as much as Ayatollah Khamenei. In these meetings, in addition to providing guidelines, he also listens to their pains and tries to alleviate their sufferings. An example of Ayatollah Khamenei's defense of the rights of the people is to emphasize the right to hold various elections and protect the people's vote as trustship because he believes the election is really respect for the people's vote, respect for the recognition of the people. Paying attention to the role of the people in the government is based on the theory of the popular system of religious rule. Among the various strata of the people, Ayatollah Khamenei has a special role for young people as the future hopes of the country. He believes in the exuberance of youth in continuing the path of the Islamic revolution. For this reason, he always encourages officials to use young and motivated forces as much as possible. Another principle of the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei, which is also considered the defense of the rights of the people, is the emphasis and commitment to law enforcement. The leader believes that nothing is higher and dear than law. And on that basis, the leader stipulates that everyone must submit to the law and act in order to ensure justice. Meanwhile, the leader of the Islamic Revolution also expects the government and other government institutions to properly fulfill their legal obligations, and if they are violated, they should be dealt with through respective channels. Ayatollah Khamenei is one of those who fought for victory of the Islamic Revolution, and after establishment of the Islamic Republic, he has been working on various positions to maintain and consolidate its foundations. For this reason, he deeply believes in the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and considers their full implementation necessary for the material and spiritual progress of the people and the country. In the last 30 years, the leader of the Islamic Revolution has set goals such as independence, freedom, justice, spirituality, development, and investigating the situation of the deprived people and the like on the agenda, and provided the necessary guidance to the officials in each section. One of the important ideals of the revolution based on Islamic values is the support of the poor and the deprived, which is stipulated in the constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei has always been paying particular attention to defending the oppressed nations and in this regard supports the people of Palestine, Yemen, Bahrain and other areas. He has also detailed information about global affairs and events that is well known in his meetings with the heads of different countries as well as the speeches. Recognition of the enemies and their tricks are another feature of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, which shows his vigilance and intelligence, and over the past 30 years has rid the country from significant dangers. Like Imam Khomeini, he considers the U.S. as the arch enemy of the Iranian nation, and calls the Zionist regime a threat to Iran and the Islamic world. He believes that Muslims should be free from the domination and influence of the West, especially the U.S., and therefore he pursues seriously the unity of the Ummah. Such traits of leadership are in accordance with the final ayah of Surah Fath, which says, Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, and those who are with him are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. One of the valuable characteristics of Ayatollah Khamenei's leadership is hope for the future, despite the difficult world conditions and internal problems. This view is, according to the Noble Quran, that whoever helps the religion of God, God will help him, and the promise of God is true. Ayatollah Khamenei emphasizes, "We were not disappointed for a moment from divine help, and I hope that we will not be disappointed for a moment in the future also."